The perpetual killings of the Shia community in Pakistan has caused anger and sparked protests outside the Pakistani High Commission in London this week.
The number of Shia Muslims being killed in Pakistan is rising. A recent attack on a mosque in Peshawar during Friday prayers saw at least 20 people killed. And those protesting here today are saying enough is enough.
Those in attendance were calling for the international community to take action.
I think the UK and the US are the biggest supporters, I mean financial supporters of Pakistan. The best way for them to provide support to the Pakistan is to link that financial support with the protection of minorities, be it Shias, Hindus, Sikhs, Christians or any other minority in Pakistan. So that is one of the ways they can restrict Pakistan and the government of Pakistan especially to minimize the effect of human casualty.
Central to the protests was the anger placed on the Pakistani government. A petition handed to the country's High Commissioner, Sayed Ibn Abbas, concluded the complicity of government officials could not be ruled out, especially when the intelligence and security agencies in Pakistan are larger than the nation's army itself, thus making it unlikely they would completely fail to stop such attacks happening.
If the Pakistani intelligence agencies, the Pakistan army, the Pakistan security agencies, they know the people who are attacking these innocent people and they are not doing something, it is dangerous. And if they don't know it, it is most dangerous. If we want to live in the world, using terrorism as a state policy and making it an important part of their foreign policy is not only dangerous for the country, it is dangerous for the whole region.
The protest organizers said they will continue to fight until the bloodshed of innocent people in Pakistan ends. Muhammad Walji, Press TV, London.